Hello, I'm Vivian Joy here with your Future Focused Friday. And we have been talking about your future self, your accountability around where you're going and what you're doing. And that future version of you has already been through all the things you're going through. There's a thought, right? The view that sits here now has been through all the stuff you have for the last 5 years, 10 years. And all that stuff, I would imagine at the time, you didn't know how you were going to get through it. I had a call from my friend today who's got some real shit going down. She said, Vivian, I need your help. I don't know what I'm going to do. The thing is, that call is now already history. Things have moved on. That was this morning. She's already decided lots of things and gone to different places in her head. And actually, that version of her doesn't exist anymore. She's now in a future version of herself. It's great to know, right? Everything is temporary. Joy, pain, sorrow, pity, shame, guilt, euphoria, whatever it is, positive, negative, whatever you view as, it's all temporary. Everything's temporary. We're not here for a long time either. One of my mantras is we're here for a long time, a good time, not a long time. I'd like to be here a long time. So your higher self, the version of you that is with you the whole time, it's a bit woo, right? I hate the phrase woo, but you know what I mean when I say that, don't you? So the version of you that already exists, it's in my belief system around this. I'm a devout spiritualist, have been for most of my life. Certainly from the age of 20, I've been sitting in development circles. I've trained with some of the most, well, incredible people, people that now coach and go all over the world, helping people to find parts of themselves and connect with spirit and connect with their journey and connect in different ways, which of course I bring into the work I do as a coach, as a mindset coach, as a deep structure coach, because the deep structure of inside of you is really important. It's the most important. And yet we focus on everything outside of ourselves. So people that come to me normally come and say, oh, I need to do more with my business, Vivian. I need to do more marketing. I need to do more selling. I need to have a strategy. I need to have clear, clearly identified marketing. I need to know who my ideal client is, la, 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 la. All outside of self. And let me tell you, I help people with those things and I love it. But what I first help with is the inner self. Because if you don't know who you are, or where you're going for your future self, all of that outside stuff is exactly that, right? You'll still feel discontented inside. The inside of you will be incomplete. Currently, it could be unknown for you, maybe not. I want you to have a think now about your higher self. I want you to imagine now, just go with it for a while. You know, what harm can it do? That there's a version of you outside of yourself. It's a version that's just pure energy, a version that knows everything. It knows where you've been. It knows who you are. It knows where you're going. This higher self version of you, whatever you want to call that. I could call mine Joy if I wanted to make it into another entity. It is part of me. It's part of who I am. You could just call yours your higher self, your inner knowing, your guidance, your oracle, God, whatever you call that. I'm not here to judge or discriminate against your belief system at all. It is what it is, and it's right for you. But I want you to think that that version of you has been in many lifetimes, if you believe in that, or in this lifetime, because you've got to believe in that because you're here. And also the future. This is quantum. This is energy. It all exists already, apparently, whether you believe it or not. And I want you to imagine that version of you has a bird's eye view on your life. And I want you just to take a moment to shut your eyes and float into that bird's eye version of you, into your higher self state. Oh, just imagine what it's like to feel that light, to feel that free, to feel that energy, to not be tied down with all the stuff we tie ourselves down with here. You're just free to be, to fly, to say goodbye to all of that down here. And as you notice, as you look down, I want you to notice all the things you can see, all the things you can notice. I want you to look at your own lifeline, your own timeline of your life, without any judgment, without any fear, just with a, I get why that happened there. I get why that happened there. Oh, that's why that happened over there. Oh, could have probably done better there. Just as if you were just doing an autopsy without any blame. The saying I use quite a lot, autopsy without blame. And as you do that, you'll notice you can see other things as well, and you can see into your own future. So you can look at the future timeline right in front of you. I want you to imagine now what's in that, what you notice, the things that are going to happen, the absolute historical events that are to happen to you. The way that you can look at historical events that have shaped you, look at the ones that are going to shape you in the future. I want you to notice them. I want you to focus in on them, knowing that you can pop down and drop down at any time and just observe more closely, like you are on Quantum Leap. Like you could just go into the future and just place yourself there. Don't change anything, unless you feel it needs changing, of course. I'll let you make that decision. But just observe and notice that version of yourself that's there. What is that version doing, saying, thinking, feeling, wearing? Who is surrounding that version? Are they giving themselves excuses still? Or they got out of their own way and they're looking for results and outcomes that are fabulous and positive? Have they kept crappy relationships that they know they shouldn't have, really bad behaviors, or have they finally let go of those somewhere? And if you know they have, you can just pop up and hover down the timeline and have a look and see when they did that. Sounds simple, right? It is that simple. And you can do this as often as you like. You can get as close as you like or as far away as you like. It's your timeline. You can do what you like. So if you've had your eyes closed during this time, just bring them back and open them, seeing everything as you would have done previously, hearing my voice, feeling yourself in the chair. Take a breath, knowing what's to come. And if you saw things you weren't too keen on there, know that you can go in and change them. Back to the future sort of stuff. And if you want to do more of this, you know where I am. I look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy.